Enrique Oliveira is a Brazilian artist living in São Paulo. He graduated with a degree in fine arts in 2007 from the São Paulo University. He works both in painting and site-specific installations made of plywood. Enrique is a Smithsonian Institution Artist Research Fellow for 2009. He's looking at the collections of the Hirshhorn Museum, the Natural History Museum, and the Cooper Hewitt in New York. We're meeting with him today to talk about a work by Willem de Kooning. So we're in the de Kooning galleries now, and what drew you to want to talk about these works? Is there a particular one that you'd like to?
Yeah, I can talk about this one.
So we're looking at Woman, Sag Harbor from 1964.
Yeah. Well, de Kooning is a painter that's particularly interesting for me. When I particular for my paintings, I'd say because when I think about organizing the painting and the space of my canvas, and I always think about how art history has been something so strong and so heavy for the artists on the present day to deal with, and particularly the painters. And so I try to work in a way that I can take some material, how do you say, not material facts, but like some brush strokes and some procedures of painting that have been present along art history in the 20th century, particularly on the abstractions.
Are you doing like a vocabulary?
Yes.
Like a vocabulary of paint from history?
Yes,
Okay.
exactly. Like vocabulary. And so, and I try to separate these things and work in my paintings like collage, like collages, like when you asked me earlier how I made them. It was something about that.
Well, that's interesting because I think when we look at the de Kooning, it's, I mean, we know that he worked from existing images of, and probably pop cultural images, and maybe even collaged to create some of those images, although we would never have seen them, because the painting is, they're a departure point for the painting, they're his reference materials. But your work is interesting in that it does have a collage-like quality, even though it's all paint and it's has an abstract expressionist quality to it too. But I think the collage quality is the thing that makes it have a more makes it reference reproduction. Does that make sense? Or not like having babies reproduction, but more like
Yeah.
copiers,
Oh, yes.
machines and copiers and things,
Okay.
and which keeps it from being like which removes it. It's like once removed from abstract expressionism in a way. It's like the expression, but it's knowing. It has a
Yeah.
sense of that vocabulary,
Right.
so it's detached a little bit. When we look at someone like de Kooning, I think it never it doesn't feel it doesn't have that detached feel. But maybe that's a myth. What do you think?
I think that the kind of detachment of those procedures that I talk about in my work is different because, like, even he been having used those collage and cartoons reference and many things. I think what happened I'm trying to do is slightly different because I'm more. We live in a time that you have so much information, and so I always like to think in a, to make a comparison with what happens in the music with the samples and the electronic music, where they have like different samples and then combine it to create something different. And I think paintings is similar, we have all, we are living in an age that we are, there are no more mysteries, like we know all about those so many different painters and how they worked. So what I think how we could like detach a brush stroke from the Kooning, for example, and to work it as something given beforehand, and so I recreate it on the canvas, but in a way that I draw it. It's not just painted, but it's somehow it's drew. And so I make contours very clear. This is the way that I talk about collage in my work, even being not college, actually. And so I try to combine those, I try to see these painting procedures as samples that I can combine on the surface. So I always, there are like brush strokes, I also pour painting on the canvas, I make drippings, and I use gravity power to get some deformation. And I combine all these things to create like a landscape that I would say is a kind of figuration where the object that it refers to is art history, in the particularly abstraction. And because I think today we are so used to abstract language that is it has become a figure for somehow, you know. So I always think about the term figures of abstraction.
That's interesting, and it's interesting that we're in front of a de Kooning and we're talking about figures, abstracted figuration, and you're talking about figures that are abstracted. And I think it's in some ways, if we think about the ideas that you're bringing up in your own work, it's a kind of digitalization of the kind of the spontaneous gestures of abstract expressionism. Do you think that they lose their spontaneity by the fact that you're so consciously or self-consciously doing them? Does that make sense? I don't want you to speak for all painters. So you just speak for yourself.
Okay, that's easier. Thank you. I think that somehow I think it would be somehow silly to work spontaneously to think about in that way. No, we can't think in that way today. I think it's. It would be some kind of naive painting to do that. Even consider that some painters can do that, but for myself, I'm talking. And so I would be that would be not true for me to do that. So I just I think my approach is colder, and I feel more distanced, and somehow I can look at it. And back into the museums issue, separate things and classify it and join them.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So even though it has a spontaneous look, and in some ways it is, you know, paint, but you're controlling the paint in a way that's very rational, and you're organizing it in a certain sort of way that goes, that's in a more controlled way. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it's all about the painting talks about that spontaneity, but in a distanced way, you know. I think I see it. Mm-hmm. And some people would disagree and say, no, you are emotional about your paintings. I can see that. Mm-hmm. But I think like that, you know, that it's how it works for me. And because, for example, for them, the abstraction, you don't see the brush strokes, they kind of merge together. You don't see where exactly one brush stroke finishes or where exactly the other one starts. It's all one thing. And I kind of try to organize it and to rationalize these structures.
It's interesting, too, because we lose track of time in the process of this painting. So if we look at it, the merging of one stroke into another, we don't think of those two strokes as two different moments. The moments kind of go into each other. But what you're talking about with your work is that maybe you're isolating the moments of each stroke in a certain sort of way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I isolate the brush strokes from each other, and I combine with those other procedures. So in a way that you have like an image that it's exactly the structure of the painting and how it was made. Mm-hmm. You can track back all the steps I made.
Now, I have one last question for you, although I could go on for a while. How do you feel about it when you look at works, when you look at your paintings as reproduced or in a photograph? Do you feel that it doesn't really impact them in any sort of way, or do you feel like it's important to see the actual paint?
I think it's important to see the actual painting because it depends. I think the painting has a particular language And some people can see, and like when you saw my catalog today, you were able to understand how I made it, and so you got to the point of the painting. But some people that are not familiar with the painting language would see just an image. So I think reproduction is a way of transforming all the paintings and all the other images in the same thing, you know. It's just a reproduced image, so they lose their particularities, and sometimes they lose their meaning because the public can't understand the point of the painting if they just look at an image, a photograph.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That was interesting, and I think it'll also encourage us to come and see paintings in real life as well.